Melanie Croce, hello.
Hello.
So tell us about these unusual seal spottings in Ireland last week.
Started actually on the 1st of January with a hooded seal, which is an Arctic species, and it was an adult. So it actually has that really obvious kind of inflatable nose. So very, very easy to identify. We only have two species of seals native to Ireland. We have gray seals and common seals. So a hooded seal is very rare to see. And that was in Scull in County Cork.
So the southwest of Ireland.
Yes, correct. And then just the next day, we spotted had reports of a baby ringed seal pup. And that was in County Kerry, which is also kind of the southwest coast of Ireland. And that was on the 2nd of January.
And what is so unusual about seeing these two species of seal in Ireland's southwest? Is that common? Is it unusual?
It's highly unusual. There have been four documented cases of hooded seals on Irish shores in recent years. Since 2001, there were two or three of them actually that passed away due to sand impaction. So because they are Arctic species, they live on ice. They live on iceberg, floating ice, and they'll make a little hole and they'll access water through there. When they're stressed, they'll eat the snow and ice. And because it was in Ireland, you know, there was no snow or ice on the beach. It was sand. So they actually started to eat sand. Now, this just kind of goes to show that they're not used to this habitat. This is not their normal range. These are strictly Arctic species. Now, the ringed seal, this is the first documented case of a ringed seal in Ireland ever. And this was a pup. It was only about 3 to 4 weeks old. And again, it's not usual for them to be down here at all.
And the baby ring seal, was that, how did you guys find out about it?
Well, Seal Rescue Ireland is the only seal rescue center within the Republic of Ireland. So we're located in County Wexford, but we receive calls nationwide from any sick, injured, or orphan seals that are reported. Now, of course, members of the public, when they saw these seals, they didn't really maybe know right off the bat that it was an unusual species to visit our shores. But we did ask for photos and a description, and based on the photos, we were able to determine that they were non-native seals and that they had both come from the Arctic.
Wow. And the baby ring seal, do we know what happened to it? Or did it go back into the ocean? Or what happened to it?
Yes, it did, unfortunately. We would have liked to have brought it in because as a 3 to 4 week old pup, it should have still been with its mother. And of course, it's very far outside of its range anyways, but it should have still been with her for the next probably month or so. They learn their behavior, kind of like our common seals. They learn behavior from their mothers. So the fact that it was alone was not a good sign. Unfortunately, while we were trying to organize a volunteer to go out and rescue it, it did slip back into the water, and it has not been spotted since. So we are hoping for the best. We're hoping that maybe it's able to survive or maybe make its way back up north. But we haven't had any more reports on the ringed seal since.
And the hooded seal that from January 1st, what do we know about what happened to it?
Unfortunately, we did just get a report this afternoon that it did wash up and it had passed away. It was found on the beach pretty near to where it was originally spotted and had stayed and hung out for about a day or so and then went back into the water. But it did get reported to us that it's passed away now. So we are organizing with researchers from University College Cork to hopefully take it off the beach, and they're going to hopefully do a full necropsy. So we'll really be able to get some valuable information about what may have happened to it.
And I know that's, you know, it's only two animals, but it's quite a coincidence to have two Arctic species show up in an unusual place, one on January 1st, one on January 2nd. Can we posit about what might be going on?
You're right. It is very unusual. We don't really know what's going on. My best guess would be it has to do something with climate change. Of course, all of the ocean currents, it's a very delicate balance between temperature and salinity. So as glaciers are melting, as the water is getting warmer, those currents are going to be changing. So not only is that going to impact weather patterns, but it's also going to impact species that can kind of get swept up in these currents. And I do suspect that there will be likely more Arctic species that are finding their way outside of their normal range.
Well, Melanie Crossey, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much for having me.